with 49 steals on the season to lead the team, and assist-wise, it's Natalie Madsen with a 65 leading the charge for the Titans.
That's the lineup for the Titans, who will be in their road blue uniforms with the powder blue and white lettering and trim. The Atlantic Trojans will be in their home whites with the black and gold lettering and trim tonight. And here's how Casey Pelzer's team lines up. They're 4-15 on the year, 2-10 in Hawkeye 10 conference play entering tonight's action. And they'll go like this evening. It'll be Rhiann Campbell, a 5'6 senior out front for the Trojans, along with Mackenzie Holmes at 5'5 and a senior. Shelby Worth at 5'8 and a senior. Liz Gutenfelder, a 5'7 senior. And Megan Riley, a 5'9 freshman, will get things going down in the post. Trojans have been getting an awful lot of work in the post lately from the couple of freshmen. Tiffany Williams off the bench, Megan Riley in the starting lineup. And Riley works hard. She won't put a lot of points on the board a lot of nights, but she works hard and does a lot of the things that need to happen down low for you to try to be successful.
Yeah, she's a very good fundamental player. She knows a lot of the basics. You can tell she knows what she's doing out there, and she's averaging about 3.2 points per contest. So, you know, not a big impact there scoring-wise, but she, yeah, can do a lot of the intangible things to help out this Trojan squad. Leading the scoring is Mackenzie Holmes, averaging 10 points per contest. Both Liz Gutenfelder and Shelby Worth averaging 7 per game. They shoot just 30% from the field, and that's really been one of their downfalls here on the season. Just haven't had many nights where they get the shooting going in a consistent fashion. They shoot 29% also from the three-point arc and 52% from the free-throw line. Shelby Worth leads the team in steals, with assists with 21. And steals-wise, Mackenzie Holmes, one of those hustle players out there for the Trojans. She has 44 steals on the season.
Well, those are the two teams as they've been introduced here to the crowd tonight. The Atlantic High School Band, directed by Jared O'Donnell, in the house tonight. Let's listen to their performance of our national anthem. Ready to start our basketball game here tonight. Again, the starting lineups for these two ball clubs tonight for Lewis Central: Natalie Madsen, Paige Beacom, Alexis Spielman, Aubrey Norville, and Kai Madsen. And for the Trojans, it'll be Rhiann Campbell, Mackenzie Holmes, Shelby Worth, Liz Gutenfelder, and Megan Riley. Those will be the five that'll start tonight for these two basketball clubs. Trojans in their white home unis will get the chance to get out here and get things started tonight. Megan Riley will get in the center circle, and she'll jump center for Atlantic. Important for Atlantic to get off to a quick start. They've found themselves behind early in some of these ball games. Like to get off to a good early start here tonight and give themselves an opportunity. In the center circle, Norville for Lewis Central. They'll jump it up against Riley, and the ball's in the air. The tap controlled by the Titans, and they'll have it first. So they'll work the ball across the timeline. Natalie Madsen will run the offense out front against Atlantic. They lob it down low for Norville on the block. Turns right side. Quick jumper. No good. Rebound on the floor taken by Mackenzie Holmes. Trojans with the first rebound of the night. Across the timeline. Just underway here. Shelby Worth right side here for Atlantic. Back out top, it's Campbell. Campbell left side, Holmes. Back out top, Campbell. They try to work against that 2-3 zone of the Titans. Holmes right side. Dumps it for Worth out on the arc. Worth, Holmes. Play catch on the perimeter. Now Campbell, left side, stops, tries to drive to the corner, hesitates, gets around the corner into a double team now on the baseline. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it's last touched by Atlantic. Kind of dribbled herself into a tough position down there on that block. So the Titans get the basketball after the Trojan turnover. Back the other way comes Lewis Central. Madsen out top, stumbles, falls as she turns near the top of the circle, and that'll turn the ball over. I think she was expecting a little contact there, and Trojan's got it backed away, and down she went. 7:10 left to play here in the first quarter. Trojan's with the basketball. No score here early. Out top, Gutenfelder with it. Spins it here left side. The ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic as Beacom came across and batted that ball out of bounds. Gutenfelder will inbound and leave it for Kappel. Jans have the basketball, so work the ball out here left side. They stretch that 2-3 zone of the Titans as they lob it to the far corner, picked up there by Shelby Worth, and our first foul of the night will be whistled against Alexis Spielman as she came out on the pass attempt and bumped her. That'll be her first team foul. Kappel will inbound far side here for Atlantic. 6:51 left to go here in this opening quarter. Two teams still looking for the first points of the night. On the baseline now, Shelby Worth got caught underneath, and we've got a whistle and a turnover, and I'm guessing that's a three-second call, but they had the ball inbounds for three whole seconds. Awful quick. To the front court now come Lewis Central. Kai Madsen out front with it. She'll dump it off left side. That's Natalie Madsen. Back up top. The ball tipped. It'll go out of bounds. Worth got a hand on the pass attempt from Spielman out top. It zips out of bounds underneath. Titans will inbound. Natalie Madsen down on the block. The lob out high, taken there by Norville. She turns in the lane, doesn't want the shot, and now gets called again for 3 seconds. Wow. That is one fast count.
Might be doing this all night.
Another 3 second violation. Well, I noticed that in the JV game. I bet there were probably 15 3 second calls in that game, so we'll see if that plays through here. Trojans break the token pressure in the backcourt as Kappel gets it across into a double triple team now, and she stumbles and falls and turns the ball over with the travel. But a tough start here for both of these clubs. No points, 5 turnovers total. Now the lob on the inbounds pass comes up the floor on the run. The layup is good. Spielman took off to the basket, took the lob on the inbound, and was able to dribble in for the layup, and it's 2-0 Lewis Central. 6:10 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0 Titans. Trojans with the basketball to the right side. Now it's Mackenzie Holmes out on the arc. She'll stop there, dump it out top for Kappel. Kappel well off the circle for Holmes. They stretch that 2-3 zone. Lewis Central trying to work it well outside the arc here as they put pressure on the ball out top. Riley now into the lane for Gutenfelder. Back out top it comes. Shelby Worth dumps it right side for Gutenfelder. She'll lob down low. That's not a good effort. She tried to lob that pass down low to Riley, and that had no chance. That was stolen away. Long pass up the floor, and the running layup is good. As Kai Manson on the run grabs the ball and lays it in, and it's 4-0 Titans. Riley now quick pass, knocked out of bounds at center court as Aubrey Norville flashed past and knocked it away. Atlantic basketball, 5:22 left to go here in this opening quarter. 4-0, Lewis Central on top. Kappel top of the circle now, dumps it here for Worth on the left side. Lewis Central really stretching that 2-3 zone, not giving Atlantic any real decent looks at all out near the circle. And now a tough pass by Gutenfelder is kicked out of bounds by Worth. And the ball goes right back once again to Lewis Central.
It was a really frustrating start here for the Trojans, just not doing anything to help themselves right now.
Front court out here near right side on the arc is Beacom. She'll dump it down low for Norville. We'll have a foul underneath. That'll be Riley from behind trying to defend against Norville. Aubrey Norville, a senior down on the block, guarded by a freshman. A lot of knowledge quotient working against Reagan Riley underneath there. Now a steal by Atlantic. Mackenzie Holmes took the ball away from the Titans underneath off the inbound. And Atlantic with the ball back. Well, as tough as this game has started here in the first few minutes for Atlantic, it gets better now as Shelby Worth dumps in a three from the right side. Just going to say Atlantic struggling with turnovers. So is Lewis Central. Now it's a 4-3 ball game with the Shelby Worth triple. And back the other way comes Lewis Central. Titans top side here. They bring it to the near side with Beacom. She goes baseline to Norville. The quick turn. Shot no good. Rebound underneath. Taken by Natalie Madsen. She missed down low. And the rebound yanked away there by Atlantic. Trojans now the chance to take a lead. It's 4-3 Lewis Central. Holmes left side of the circle. She'll bring it back out top and skip it over right side to Kappel. Rianne looks back up top. Mackenzie now Worth here on the left side. Dumps it low. Gutenfelder on the baseline, drives, cut off, back it goes to Worth. She'll drive into the lane and kick it out. Holmes open. She'll try the three. That's no good. Rebound taken off the floor by Spielman. Spielman's going to turn and run it up the floor now for Lewis Central. Bounce pass left side on the run. Tough shot. by Norville as she caught that bounce pass underneath the basket, tried to lean back and lay it up. It rolls off the rim, and the Trojans away with it. Now to the front court, Worth down low. Riley back to Worth in the right corner. Pass outside, tipped, kept alive there by Gutenfelder. Back it goes to Worth in the right corner. Worth fires it all the way across here to Kappel. Her pass tipped, knocked free and stolen. Beacom comes up with it. Now ahead it goes to Madsen. She drives the lane, lost the handle on it. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Lewis Central as Atlantic tried to save. That gave Lewis Central an opportunity to get the ball back. A couple of fresh faces for Atlantic now as Bailey Walters checked into the ball game along with Eric Olson. Lewis Central ball. Norville takes the inbound right inside the free throw line and jumps that one in uncontested. 6-3 now Lewis Central. Titans have Riley Higgins into the ball game here for the first time. Pressure in the backcourt. Now the Trojans struggle with it, and they'll ask for timeout to keep the possession. So that'll be a 30-second timeout. Well, you always hate to use those early in a ball game, but a game like this here early, the way it's gone, you hate to give up any possessions.
Yeah, I think it's very warranted here early on. You kind of want to get your team settled down and refocused because both teams are really struggling taking care of the basketball. You know, it's pretty rare that you see a game just this far in and you already have, you know, 9 combined turnovers between both teams. And there's been other possessions that haven't looked start doing the fundamental things right for themselves before they can get an opportunity then to score.
Yeah, 9 total points and 9 total turnovers. It's been that kind of a game here early on. Tough defensive struggle here. Trojans with the basketball, backcourt as they work it across the timeline. Gutenfelder up the right side. She'll leave it back out top for Olson. Olson, the freshman, works the right side, brings it back here with the left hand, and dumps it off here on the perimeter. Bailey Walter back out top. Back to Olson, right side. A flash by Lewis Central. Olson, nice job keeping possession. Now the ball's tied up, and it'll belong to Atlantic. Ball was tapped away, kind of a lazy pass. Olson chased it down, but got tied up over on that far side. Now for Atlantic, Tiffany Williams checks in, the freshman, along with Ashley Walker, the junior. So Atlantic trying to go a little bit bigger down low now. And they'll inbound out top. Williams comes to get it, gives it right back to Erin Olson, and she'll run the offense. Olson top of the circle now with it for Atlantic. Right side to Holmes. Williams, she turns, nowhere to go as Norville faces her up. Back out top, Walter. They spin it around now to the left side. Olson to the corner. Oh, pass tipped and stolen. Nice lean and a steal. And now Atlantic gets it right back as Holmes steals it right back at center court. Beacom stole it and threw it away. Atlantic ball, Olson right side for Walter on the circle. Now it's Walker in the right corner. She'll skip it all the way across. Olson here left side of the arc. Dumps it back out for Holmes. 2:15 left to go first quarter. 6-3 Lewis Central. Atlantic, Walter in the corner now. Back to Walker. Walker out on the right side for the Trojans. Leaves it for Holmes. Left side, Olson. Now into the lane it goes to Walker. She'll step in and jump one up and in. Ashley Walker with a quick 7-footer, and it's 6-5. Minute 56 left to go in this first quarter. Lewis Central running the floor now as they go right at the Trojans down the lane, and Aubrey Norville benefits on a quick bounce pass from Natalie Madsen to get the bucket down low. And a quick timeout again asked for by Atlantic. Casey Pelzer not happy with that lack of a defensive effort there.
Yeah, it's a tough one to take. You get a good positive on the other end by knocking down a bucket, but then lane and catch those players that you know are going to be working to get down onto the block with Norville. That's a player you got to find and pick up immediately when you get past half court.
8-5 the score. Lewis Central with a 3-point lead here early on. Slow start to the basketball game here offensively for both of these ball clubs. Defense having a little bit to do with that, though, here tonight. Trojans inbound in the backcourt as they try to work it up against the pressure. Olson, now Williams. Williams with it, dribbles towards center court to Walker, and she'll break pressure. Walker now up the right side, stops in traffic, feeds it off for Holmes. It's tapped away. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Last touch by the Titans. A minute 36 to go here in the opening quarter. 8-5, Lewis Central leading. Walker will take the inbound here from Olson. Out top, Williams, and she'll leave it for Erin Olson. She'll run the offense out top. Olson looks right, now dumps it for Walter. Walter off the arc, back out topside. Across here to Olson on the left wing. To the corner now, Williams. Williams tries to dribble drive. Cut off there. Ball knocked away loose and should have been a turnover back again as the Titans' Kai Madsen had the ball rolling around on the floor with it. No travel called. They get it up the floor and get the basket on the other side as Aubrey Norville takes the dump down low. And it's 10-5. minute left to go here in this opening quarter. Mackenzie Holmes across the half-court stripe now. She breaks pressure, lobs it out top, and Olsen will set. Olsen goes right. Holmes with it, well off the arc, into the corner to Walker. Walker looking across to Walter in the lane. Now Olsen right's left side. Olsen off the dribble. Ball tipped, gets it out to Holmes. Right side, Walter. 40 seconds left in the quarter. Olsen left side, bounce feet into traffic. And I'm not sure Williams saw it coming all that well till the last minute. It's tapped away and stolen by Lewis Central. Titans back the other direction now. Front court, Kai Madsen here, baseline right side, and leaves it out top now for Beacom. 25 seconds left to go in the first quarter. A 10-5 Lewis Central lead. They have the basketball. Left side now, Higgins with it out top. Ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor, and Holmes fighting for it down low. It's tied up. It'll belong to Lewis Central, but a nice effort there by Mackenzie Holmes after that ball was tipped free. Natalie Madsen back into the lineup here for Lewis Central. With 15 seconds left, the Titans will inbound. Williams will pick up the inbounder. Now they get it to Madsen out top, and she'll run it. Madsen in the center circle, down to 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Norville comes out to screen. They try to lob it on the screen and roll to Norville underneath, and she goes right to the rack and dumps it in. 2 seconds, 1 second, that'll do it here in the quarter. The Trojans inbound and can't move the basketball up the floor into a position to make a shot, and that'll do it. 12-5, Lewis Central the lead after one quarter here tonight in Atlantic. We'll take a timeout and have the second quarter. Just a moment, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Capel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Capel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale. EO Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, for all your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care. Visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent serving you first. Satisfy your pet needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats, made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get started here in the second quarter of play, and Atlantic turns it over immediately. A double dribble call on the far side of the court. We'll give it right back here to the Titans. That's 10 turnovers here in the contest already against the Trojans. 7:50 left to go here in this second quarter as we just get started in the first possession here for Lewis Central. It's knocked out of bounds. Rianne Capel got in the passing lane and knocked it away. Titans will have it on the far side. Natalie Madsen set to inbound, and she'll kick it into the corner. It's dumped down low. Now inside, Norville turning and gets the shot to go, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line here for a chance at a three-point play.
Well, it's such a strong effort inside. She's not the biggest gal. She's 5'10 and strong, but that was a nice move. Curled around, was able to flip that one with a little English off the backboard to get it to roll in.
And Shelby Worth picks up the foul, her first, and now the shot up and good here to complete the three-point play for Norville. And the Titans pulling away right now. 15-5, your score. Trojans trying to break some pressure here in the backcourt. They get it up ahead. Gutenfelder, who's back in there, lost the handle for a moment, gives it back to Capel. It's Capel, Gutenfelder, Holmes, Riley, and Worth right now on the floor for the Trojans. Pass across, back over to Capel. Up top now, Holmes. They'll work it around the perimeter. Worth thought about the three, then pump fakes, and now we'll kick it left side over to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder guarded closely on the perimeter. Back over now to Capel. Over to Holmes. The shifting 2-3 zone here for the Titans. And Trojans having a tough time finding some seams. They get it now to Riley. She turns, faces up, puts one up. No good off the back iron. Rebound to the Titans. They'll run with it. Far corner they go. A pump fake and now a pass back out top. A dribble drive by Spielman. And she'll go right to the rack and get the layup. Nobody picked her up on the right side of the lane. That's now 17-5. Trojans up the right side of the floor. Holmes picks it up, needs to throw it back, and gets it to Capel. Capel now will get across the timeline, and she's going to be fouled here. Reach in coming across that time, and it's going to be picked up by Paige Beacom. First foul against Beacom. And now we'll get things inbounded once again here for the Trojans. They'll work it around over Holmes. Back up top now, Capel, now Holmes, Capel, they play catch up top. Capel will drive inside the arc, dump it back out to Worth. Worth, a skip pass across to Holmes. She'll drive to the baseline, go all the way around, in traffic, force one up, missed it. Rebound pulled down there by Beacom. She'll run it up and throw it over to Norville. Now a pass down low. Spielman couldn't hang on to it, and she'll turn it over back here to the Trojans.
Was a 4-3 game here early, remember, after Worth knocked down that triple for Atlantic after the first couple of baskets. It's been a 13-2 run here by Lewis Central since.
Inbound now here is Mackenzie Holmes will pass it over across here to Capel. Now they get it up ahead here to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder stops and waits for everybody to catch up. Now they throw it in the corner here to Worth. Down on the block, Gutenfelder, and a foul coming from behind as Spielman came over the top to reach across. She'll pick up her first foul.
Aggressive defense by the Titans. They're constantly harassing and kind of scraping at the basketball. I kind of expect to see a few more whistles here.
Inbound pass now here for the Trojans. They'll put it up top here for Worth. She'll throw it back down on the high post here to Riley. Kicks it back out to Holmes. Now it goes over to Worth in the corner. Gutenfelder. They try to lob to Riley down on the block. Tough pass. It's tipped and stolen away into the hands here of Kai Madsen. And back up the floor come the Titans. They'll work it around here. Beacom. Natalie Madsen will back out. Pass over to Kai. Now in the corner it goes. Back up top, Kai Madsen. She'll dribble drive, pass it off to Natalie. Natalie takes a couple of dribbles, picks it up, now throws back up ball, and that's good. Just outside the arc there for Natalie Madsen. And it's now 20 to Jans. Capel dribbling through traffic, and we're going to have a lot of contact and a foul call here. Is getting in the way there is Beacom once again. They keep trying to double team and trap there right as Capel gets across the half court stripe, but they're not getting set. They're still moving their feet. And now Riley Higgins going to check back into the contest here for the Titans. Inbound here for the Trojans, and they'll bring it over here to the right side and work it around. Holmes has it. Steps inside the arc, fires up a shot. That's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Higgins. Riley Higgins on the run. We'll dump it off now to Natalie Madsen. They go to Norville. Back across. It's Kai Madsen. Skip fast back across to Natalie. Now inside Norville. She'll turn. Tries to go up strong, and she's fouled as she tries to go to the rack. She'll go to the line to here to shoot two. And the foul is going to be whistled against Liz Gutenfelder. That'll be her first, third team foul here against the Trojans. At the line here, first free throw is up and good there by Norville. She's got one more coming. That one's no good. The rebound pulled down by Gutenfelder. 12 points for Norville, leading the way so far for the Titans. And now Holmes loses the handle on it on the other end. It's stolen away right into the hands of Kai Madsen, and she'll run back the other direction. Wants to pass it back up top. She does get it to Natalie. Now back over goes to Riley Higgins. Higgins back up top here. It's Natalie Madsen dribbling out front against Worth. Now the pass off, and they get it down to Amy Peterson, who had just checked in. She has it on the baseline. She'll baseball pass it across over there to Kai Madsen, and now she tried to bounce pass it low. It's kicked, and it'll be inbounded underneath. Up off the bench, Aaron Olson going to check back in here to the contest. Titans having trouble getting in. Now they do get it in good fashion, too. As wide open, heading to the basket there is Amy Peterson. She gets the easy layup off the inbound. 23-5 here. Trojans have yet to score here in this second quarter. We've got 3:49 left to go in the quarter. In traffic, Holmes tries to throw it down low, and it's tipped and stolen away. Out of the pile, the Titans come up and run with it. Higgins now to Peterson in transition, gets the bucket and is fouled. She'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Foul going to be whistled down low here against the Trojans, against Liz Gutenfelder, her second. And bad job that time on the turnover, and then once again the mistaken transition for the Trojans. They're going to bring some new faces into the game as Tiffany Williams, Ashley Walker, and Bailey Walter all come back into the lineup. At the line, Peterson will try to complete the three-point play, and that's up on the way and rattles through. 26-5. Titans on top. Olsen with it out front here for the Trojans. Over to left side, Holmes in the corner. Williams, pump fake, back upside to Holmes. Now they'll work it around the horn. Holmes will skip it across. Olsen almost wasn't ready for it, but she tracked it down. I'll get it back up top now. Olsen will drive into traffic, kick it back out. Walter, pass across to Williams. She'll try to go baseline, kicks it back outside to Holmes. Low pass, she's able to hang on to it. Trojan is just not getting any penetration into this zone right now. Pass here to Walker. She'll take a dribble. A nice job to get herself free. Missed the shot, though. Rebound. Pull down. Gets it on the block there to Dana Doblin, who just checked in. And now a shot is missed there by Norville from the elbow. And a rebound pulled down here by Atlantic. Holmes will push it up the floor here. 2:40 left to go, second quarter. It's 26-5. Titans with the lead. Skip pass across over to Bailey Walter. Up top now to Holmes. Olsen has it left wing now. Back up top, Holmes. She'll drive. Kick it back out. Walter back to Holmes right side. She goes baseline. Kicks it all the way across to Olsen. She'll fire up the quick three try. That's off the mark. Rebound batted around. Williams came up with it. She goes up for a shot. No good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Foul going to be whistled against Amy Peterson. That'll be her first. And now Tiffany Williams at the line here for two free throws. And the first one is good. So the first points of the second quarter here for the Trojans finally ends with a free throw made by Tiffany Williams.
And that stops a, do I even want to say it? A 22-2 run.
And the second free throw up and rattles home as well. Got to hit the front of the rim and roll through. 26-7. They lead here for Lewis Central, and they'll push it up the floor. They have it. Shelby Simon in had it left side. Some new faces into the lineup right now here for the Titans. They'll pass it across. Doblin back left side. Now a three-pointer on the way is missed. Partially blocked there. Simon didn't try to go up for it. Long rebound, though, and Spielman tracks it down. Back into the hands of Higgins. Now a three-pointer at the top of the key. Doblin missed it. Rattles out. And a fight for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball called as Holmes got tied up there with Peterson along the baseline. And it'll be Lewis Central basketball on the arrow. Riley Higgins will key it in here with 1:45 left to go in the half. Into Peterson. She's open for the shot. Takes it. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ashley Walker. Holmes now will push it right side over to Walter. Walter back up top. Holmes skips across now over to Olsen. Williams baseline. Back out to Olsen. They'll push it around over the horn to Walter. Back up top. Holmes now to Olsen. Olsen dribbles inside in traffic. Well, gets it back and then tries to put up a shot on the run. No good. And rebound pulled down by the Titans. Pass left side now here for Lewis Central. And they'll work it down low on the block. Peterson turns. Puts one up too strong over the basket. And rebound pulled down by Olsen. Olsen up to Holmes. She'll drive baseline, go all the way, and lost it, and dribbled off her own foot out of bounds. So turnover right back here. Now a new face into the line contest here for Lewis Central as Asia Sockrider checks into the contest. Inbound now here, Higgins. She'll push it across here. The pressure by the Trojans. They get it down low. Peterson was too far under the basket. Hit it off the side of the backboard. And it's taken away now here by the Trojans. Olsen up the floor here. 48 seconds left to go in the half. Over to McKenzie Holmes. Now in the corner they go to Williams. Williams back outside. They'll work it around the perimeter. 40 seconds to go with a 26-7 lead here for Lewis Central. Long three-pointer by Holmes. No good. Williams got the rebound. Dumped it over the top to Walker, who was open under the basket. And she gets the lay-in. Good look there by Williams after she gathered the rebound. 26-9 now. 23 seconds to go in the half. Up the floor here. It's out front with Higgins. She'll kick it over left side. Thought about the three-pointer on the outside that time. Now they'll work it back around Higgins. Now down on the right side, they go to Sockrider. And now she's going to get called for a traveling violation. Ball was lost for a moment. Got it back, and then she stumbled. Turn it back over now here to Atlantic. Williams keys it in here. Just 10 seconds left to go in the half. It's 26-9. Lewis Central on top. Trojans would like to get a bucket heading into the locker room here. 4 seconds. Skip it back across Holmes. Long three-pointer with a second on the clock up and no good. And that'll do it here for the first half of play. Lewis Central leads this one here at the halftime break, 26-9. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at the numbers for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tune Up Inn. When you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard and the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune Up Inn in Wyota. Cass Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We're proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated, enriching lives every day. And Fisher Turf Care, if you want a beautiful yard that is weed-free and green as can be, give Jim Fisher of Fisher Turf Care a call. Jim offers free estimates and can answer any of your lawn care questions. Call Fisher Turf Care today at 783-4232 or 249-0044.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we're at the halftime break here as the Atlantic Trojans trail the Lewis Central Titans by a score of 26-9 here as we are at the intermission and struggle here for both teams really getting started with the scoring. It was just 12-5 after the end of the first quarter and both teams were doing a very poor job of taking care of the basketball. That improved a little bit in the second quarter, but for Atlantic, they're just not finding many looks. It's a pretty good zone defense by Lewis Central, and Atlantic's not trying real hard to try to penetrate inside. They've gotten some okay looks when they have tried to force the issue and dribble into that pressure a little bit, but just haven't been able to knock those shots down when they have had the chance. But it's just been kind of a struggle here so far for the Trojans to really do much of anything on offense.
Yeah, really, any kind of penetration has been lacking here for the Trojans, whether it's dribble penetration from the outside or trying to get that ball down on the pass into the low post. They've had a tough time penetrating that 2-3 zone, and that's all Lewis Central's doing, just sitting back in that 2-3 zone. But the Trojans have such a difficult time getting it down low that they've stretched that out where they're using that 2-3 to really work the circle as well out front. And they're just not able to get any open looks from the arc to try to maybe crack that open a little bit inside. And they've really struggled here in the first half. And not just with that, but it's been kind of a rough and tumble the game. The officials are letting a lot of stuff go. So, you know, you have to adjust to those kinds of things and recognize that. And, you know, right now the Titans are having a little bit easier time roughing up the Trojans, bringing that ball up and down the floor.
Yeah, they are. And another thing that's plagued the Atlantic here in this first half is not getting back in transition defense as well. There's been a couple of times, one early on, where Coach Belzer immediately took a timeout because they didn't pick up Norville in transition, who was one of their best players down low, and she got an easy bucket underneath. And Lewis Central has done that a number of times, just being able to get the ball down the floor and be a little bit more heady than the Trojans and catching them a little bit off guard. They've really got to work to get back and work hard to make sure they get back and can play some good defense and not let those easy baskets happen, because it's tough enough playing defense against a good team already, but you give them some easy ones in transition and it hurts even more.
Yeah, and that just shouldn't happen. You shouldn't be able to find your post player all the way down the floor wide open on a break like that. That just should not happen. And Coach Belzer obviously knows that, called that timeout right up off the bench. You know, the Trojans, I mean, not out of the ballgame. It's a 26-9 ballgame. On the upside for Atlantic, Lewis Central has not run away offensively here in this ballgame at this point. And the Atlantic girls just need to get a nice little run here. This first, you know, we say that a lot in ballgames, but really this first couple, my first half of this third quarter, the first 4 minutes, going to dictate where this thing goes. If Atlantic can get a couple of decent looks and settle down defensively a little bit, not let Lewis Central have such easy close looks to the basket, they'll have some opportunities here in the second half.
And we'll see if they can come out and do that here and get a quick start in the second half here in just a little bit. We're about 5 minutes away here from tip-off of the second half of basketball here for you tonight at Atlantic High School. Once again, it's Lewis Central leading the Atlantic Trojans by a score of 26-9. We do have an update for you here as well, as the boys are playing over tonight in Council Bluffs. Atlantic leads 23-10 over Lewis Central at the half. So at the halftime break, that's a pretty low-scoring ball game as well. 23-10, Atlantic with the lead on the road, trying to pick up another victory in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Once again, here at Atlantic High School, it's 26-9. Lewis Central leading the Atlantic Trojans. We'll take another break, come back, take a look at the numbers for you. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Avoca Building and Material. Family owned and operated. It's the small town lumber yard with the big city variety. See them today. Avoca Building and Material in Avoca. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn. A quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's Voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800. Satisfy your pet's need at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we're at the halftime intermission here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Lewis Central Titans. It's a 26-9 lead here for Lewis Central, and we'll take a look here at the numbers here for you from the first half of play. For Lewis Central, they were led there in that first half by a girl who usually leads them in scoring, Aubrey Norville, with 12 points here in the contest here so far, and she was 2 of 3 from the free throw line as well to lead the way. 5 points in the contest so far for Amy Peterson, who came in off the bench. 4 points for Alexis Spielman. Natalie Madsen had 3, and Kaya Madsen chipped in with 2. And for the Titans overall, they were 3 of 4 from the free throw line, and they turned the ball over 6 times there in the first half of play. For Atlantic, they were led by 4 points from Ashley Walker, 3 points by Shelby Worth, an early 3, and then just 2 points as well for Tiffany Williams. So scoring really hard to come by so far for tonight for the Trojans. They're 2 of 2 from the free throw line, with Williams making both of her points from the stripe. And the Trojans, another big story, turned the ball over 13 times there in the first half of play, and something that really was a struggle early on in the contest. They started to clean it up a little bit there in the second quarter, but definitely has been a big impact on the Trojans so far here tonight in this one. 26-9, your score here at the halftime break. Lewis Central with the lead. We'll take another quick break and come back and get you set here for the second half of hoops. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land brokerage buying and selling. They are certified land appraisers and travel all of Southwest Iowa to the Missouri River and the Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They are family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located just east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Iowa Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Iowa Roofing in Adair a call at 800-996-7321.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for second half basketball for you here tonight as the Trojans trail this one 26-9 here after the first half of play. And a quick reminder here for you as well that there are a number of ways you can catch us here on KJN when we have these high school basketball broadcasts. We're on the air for you, of course, at AM 1220, FM 101.1, and we're also streaming 24 hours online as well at KJN.com. When you go to the KJN.com homepage, you can open up that click that little radio icon tower that's in the top right corner here for you, and that'll open up the streaming player for you there right away. And then also we will be available for you on your phone as well. There's a free app you can download if you have an iPhone or an Android-based phone. Go to the iTunes or the Google Play Store to download those free apps to take us with you on the go. Also a reminder to you, over the weekend we'll have Iowa basketball coming up for you on Sunday as they take on 23rd-ranked Minnesota. That'll be a noon start time, and that's right when we'll pick it up after our church services on Sunday morning here on KJN. That'll be our next basketball on the radio for you after tonight.
Ready to go to the third quarter. Atlantic with a little different starting look. It'll be Liz Gutenfelder, Rianne Cappell, Mackenzie Holmes, Shelby Worth, and Ashley Walker to start for Atlantic here in this third quarter. As the Trojans have the basketball first and work it out top against that 2-3 zone. Holmes left side, tries to dribble drive and penetrate, leaves it back out top, Gutenfelder. Now Cappell left side. They try to post low with Walker in that zone. Now the ball batted away here on the near side as the pass intended for Shelby Worth. Knocked away by Paige Beacom. It's Beacom, Natalie Madsen, Aubrey Norville, also Kai Madsen, and Alexis Spielman, the starting five out there to start this third quarter for Lewis Central. And Beacom with a steal. Takes the pass away from Gutenfelder. Fires it ahead quickly. Kai Madsen will dribble drive. Now fired across the lane on the bounce. The shot missed inside by Natalie Madsen. The rebound taken away by Atlantic. Now Cappell's long pass up the floor, intended for Worth in transition, stolen. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Alexis Spielman the steal, and Lewis Central will keep the basketball here on the near sideline. 26-9, Lewis Central leading. We're just underway here in this third quarter. Titans basketball, Kai Madsen with it. She'll leave it across here to Natalie Madsen, and she'll dump it to the corner now. Beacom back to Madsen, back to Beacom in the corner. She'll launch up a three try, and that's good. Paige Beacom's first basket of the night is a triple from the corner. It's 29-9 now in favor of Lewis Central. Titans will foul in the backcourt now as Beacom will step up and pick up her third, trying to cut off Mackenzie Holmes on the dribble. Just about a minute gone here in the third quarter. Lewis Central stifling Atlantic here tonight. Just 9 points for the Trojans here thus far in this first 17 minutes of basketball. And now a tie-up out front as Gutenfelder got the ball across the timeline. The ball will turn over as she got caught there, and shared possession arrow belongs to Lewis Central. Titans ball, Kai Madsen with it front court. Spielman, now Madsen, and down it's tipped away and knocked free. It's loose on the floor. It's Worth trying to knock it down, picked up now by Holmes, and everybody flies by, and she gets it ahead quickly for the layup try to Ashley Walker for the bucket, and it's 29-11. Lewis Central into the lane. They kick it out to Spielman. The three ball right side is good as Alexis Spielman set up and took the pass and just drilled that one home. It's 32-11. And another foul in the backcourt. And that's not going to be Beacom. I was going to say that would be her fourth. Instead, it'll be Natalie Madsen. That'll be her first. 32-11 here with 6:25 to go in this third quarter. Lewis Central on top. Atlantic ball backcourt. And again, pressure by Lewis Central creates a steal. And a foul underneath as the bad pass stolen by Kai Madsen in traffic. She tried to throw up a quick shot. She'll go to the free throw line as she was fouled underneath. That foul will be whistled against Liz Gutenfelder. That'll be her third. At the free throw line is Kai Madsen. It's 5'6 freshman. 2 points so far on the night. Make it three now. She knocks down the first free throw. For the Trojans, Aaron Olson checks back in place of Rianne Cappell. Second free throw try by Madsen. That one rims out. Walker the rebound for the Trojans. Atlantic up the floor now. Olson traffic in the backcourt. Feeds it ahead to Walker. They break pressure. Walker will leave it back for Aaron Olson, and they'll reset the offense now. Olson here right side. Worth fires it all the way across out top. Holmes is open. She'll gun up a three try. In and out, no good as it rims out. Rebound Olson in the lane. She'll take it right back up and have it blocked by Norville, and Norville takes it away. Now quickly ahead, it comes to Madsen left side. She'll load up a three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Holmes underneath. Boy, a lot of contact in this ball game back and forth. Be a few bruises here tomorrow morning. Worth with it here on the right side. Dumps it low. Walker spins, turns, fires up a 12-footer. No good. Rebound Spielman for Lewis Central. She'll turn and run the floor. Madsen now will slow it down out top. 5.5 left to go in the third quarter. 33-11, Lewis Central leading. Madsen out top, across to Madsen. They get it to Kai. Now down low, Norville. Her pass tipped, knocked free, and stolen. Off the floor, it's picked up by Olson, and now tied up. Well, you can never stand around with a basketball with this Lewis Central team. They're always flailing and grabbing at the basketball. Bailey Walter back in now for Atlantic in place of Worth. Riley Higgins checks back in for Lewis Central, also for Atlantic. Tiffany Williams will enter the ballgame. Williams will inbound in the backcourt here for Atlantic. The shared possession arrow belonged to Atlantic. Olson gets run into from behind. No foul call. She stops on the dribble. Now they break pressure, and Olson has it out in the front court. As Kai Madsen picks her up defensively. Here to Holmes in the right wing. Holmes to the corner now for Walker. Walker fires it across for Olson. Pass through her hands, picks it up, leaves it for Walter. Now Holmes. She'll put her head down and drive here right side, leave it back out for Walter. She'll load up a long three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound comes out off the floor, and it's picked up there by Kai Madsen. Madsen now with it out top. We'll leave it for Natalie Madsen. Left side corner, it comes to Higgins. Now back to the left side. It's a go corner. Now Madsen into the lane, Norville in traffic. Across it goes right side of Spielman. A three try that comes up woefully short, and it's rebounded off the floor by Mackenzie Holmes. 4.5 left to go in this second or in this third quarter. Olsen with it here, right wing for Atlantic. The bounce pass down low to Williams, a tough one. It was tipped. She comes up with it, though. Now feeds it underneath. Walker tries to drive the baseline. Good battle underneath with her and Norville, and she gets the bucket as she backs Norville right down into the lane. Hits the little turnaround jumper, and a foul whistled on Aubrey Norville. That'll be her first. So give Ashley Walker the basket, and she had to work hard for that one.
Yeah, it was a good strong move that time by Walker to turn and kind of muscle her way there to the basket and get the shot to go down.
Free throw by Walker is no good. And the rebound taken by Lewis Central. 33-13, Titans on top. Left side, open Spielman on the arc. She'll fire one up. Oh, it's in and out. No good. Norville the rebound. Her putback is good. Aubrey Norville in traffic, able to get that one to go. She's got 14 points, and it's 35-13. Trojan struggle with the inbound now in traffic, but they keep possession. Nice job on the baseline there by Mackenzie Holmes. Erin Olsen roughed up as she dumps that ball off to the left side. Every time someone stops, somebody's running right up their back. Olsen with it here on the right wing. Feeds it down for Walker. Walker here in the corner. Getting shoved in here in the corner by Madsen. Madsen ends up taking it away. Back up the floor now on the other side. It's Kai Madsen underneath to Norville. Got away with Walk there down low as she tries to float one up underneath. A leaner, no good. Rebounded by Holmes. Back the other way comes Atlantic. 3:25 to go here in the third. Left side, Walter on the circle. For Williams, a pass back, it's Walter. Back out top down to Holmes. Holmes right side to Olsen. She'll load up a three. That's good. Erin Olsen knocks down the triple here from the right side. And the Trojans, a 35-16 game now. Titans on top. First points of the night for Olsen. Norville posting, gets it back out top. They work the ball on the perimeter, right side wing. The jumper up and good. Natalie Madsen found herself open as they work the ball around. She gets the bucket. The timeout asked for here by the Titans. 2:54 left here in the third quarter. 38-16, Lewis Central. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dairy Queen in Oakland. For a cool treat, head to Dairy Queen in Oakland. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Choose from their delicious banana splits, floats, shakes, blizzards, parfaits, plus much more. They also serve a full menu of sandwiches and fries. Stop by Dairy Queen in Oakland today. Valley Mutual Insurance in Atlantic, encouraging you to have your insurance coverages reviewed by their friendly, professional staff. It could paint a brighter picture for your future. Give Valley Mutual Insurance of Atlantic a call today at 243-4392. Dennison Tire and Auto Center at 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Dennison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight. 38-16 is our score. Titans with the lead. 2:54 to go in the third as the Trojans inbound in the backcourt. Working through the pressure once again. Williams, the bounce feed ahead to Olsen. Now lobbing it up the floor is Walter. She tries to break free. Her shot blocked, though, by Norville underneath. And the loose ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Titans. As Atlantic had the basketball batted away out of their hands, it'll be Trojan basketball underneath. Olsen will inbound. Left side it goes to Williams out top. Into the ball game for Atlantic. Abby Johnson working the ball around the perimeter. Megan Riley checked back in during the break as well for Atlantic. Bounce feed into the lane. Williams with it. Olsen right side of the circle. The three ball's up and good. Erin Olsen with her second triple here in the quarter. And it's 38-19. Never hurts to open things up a little bit with a couple of three balls. Now to the front court. The Titans get it down low to Norville in traffic. And a traveling violation going to be whistled against Lewis Central. Dana Doblin checked in last break also for Lewis Central. Also in now is Shelby Simonen. And Amy Peterson checks back in as well, the 6-foot sophomore. Williams with the basketball. She'll inbound and get it right back. Boy, Bailey Walters wide open by herself in the back court, up in the front court. Nobody saw her as they work through the pressure. Now Olsen will dribble through it down the lane all the way to the rack. The shot was changed as she put it up there as they got a hand on it. Now a whistle and a foul as everybody chases the loose ball. And a foul going to be whistled on Abby Johnson. Boy, with all the contact we've seen all night, and that's a foul.
Got to call one once in a while, I guess.
38-19 our score. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Oblin with the ball front court for Lewis Central. Back out top it comes. They get it into Peterson. Left side on the bounce feed. Simonen back across the way. Doblin going to load up the three ball, and that's good. Left her wide open, and she knocks down the triple from the far corner. And it's a 41-19 bounce pass knocked away, and it'll stay with the Trojans. Trojans will inbound in the backcourt. And immediately a whistle on the inbound feed. And we're going to have a foul from behind. That's going to be whistled on Simon, and that'll be her first. Up off the bench, Asia Sockrider will check into the ballgame, the 5'10 sophomore. As Spielman checks out. Atlantic will inbound again in the backside. Now Olsen, Williams off the inbounds feed, ahead to Johnson. Johnson into a triple team now, and then throws it away at center court. Lob taken away. They get it back up the floor. Now we're going to have a bump and a foul on the lob underneath as they try to get it to Riley Higgins inside. And she was bumped into there by Tiffany Williams. Williams will pick up the foul. That'll be her first. That's the third team foul against Atlantic here in the half. Minute 28 left in the third quarter. The inbound into the lane. Sockrider. Oh, shot blocked inside by Williams. The rebound taken down low. And Peterson's shot blocked away. But a foul call this time. That'll send her to the free throw line. And that foul going to go against Abby Johnson. That'll be her second. They'll send Peterson to the free throw line for Lewis Central. Minute 25 left to go here in this quarter. And the free throw is up and good. Peterson knocks down the first. Into the ball game is Madison Paulson now for Lewis Central. 42-19 the score. Second free throw try is no good. Hits off the front of the rim and skims to the floor. It's picked up there by Williams. Atlantic basketball across the timeline. Quickly to the left side, Walter finds herself open, loads the three, and buries it. Bailey Walter knocks down the triple. And it's 42-22. And a steal. Bad pass. Ball taken away. Aaron Olsen going to run the floor and try to finish. And a layup try missed. Rebound down low. She was trying to beat the pressure that was right on her heels. Missed the layup try. Now the ball tied up on the floor. And it'll be Lewis Central basketball with the shared possession arrow. 1 minute left to go in the third. 42-22. Titans on top. Trojans trying to pressure themselves and stretch that out about three-quarters court now as they break the pressure, get it down into the lane. Peterson, quick turn, and short jumper is good. 44-22 as Lewis Central gets the basket from Peterson. 40 seconds left to go in the quarter. Williams, Olsen, play catch with it, trying to get it across the timeline. Olsen back to Williams. We're going to have a 10-second violation as Atlantic can't get the ball across the center court stripe in the required 10 seconds. That'll turn it over. 36 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Inbound pass the corner. Sockrider with it. Back out top, Paulson. Now to the right side as they work it on the perimeter. Simonen back out top, Doblin. And now we've got a traveling violation as Doblin called for steps. 27 seconds left to go in this third quarter. It's 44-22. Lewis Central leading. Atlantic with the basketball. The inbounds feed taken by Olsen. Head now to Williams. Williams to Olsen, who picks up her dribble, dumps it for Williams, and back to the front court now Olsen. 15 seconds left to go in the quarter. Olsen left side to Walter. Into the corner, Williams. She turns, drives baseline. The bounce feed underneath for Riley. Back into the lane it goes for Johnson. Short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Lewis Central. Peterson, 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Cross the timeline ahead quickly from the right side. They throw one up at the buzzer, but it's well off the mark, and that's it here in the third quarter. 44-22, Lewis Central will take a 22-point advantage into the fourth quarter. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. See the staff for information on your prescription and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. Their dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Call them on weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we head to the final quarter of play here as the Trojans trailing right now 44-22 as we begin this fourth quarter, and the Trojans have the basketball. Mackenzie Holmes tries to drive left side, kicks it back out. They'll work it around the perimeter. Gutenfelder has it now at the top of the key, and she'll bury a three right at the top of the key.
Boy, the three-point fest continues. We had two three-pointers in the first half by the two teams combined, seven in the third quarter.
And now a drive on the other end of the floor and a move there that time by Kai Madsen to get down the right side of the lane. She's fouled as she goes up for a shot, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Megan Riley picks up her second foul, and two shots now here for Kai Madsen. First free throw up on the way, and that one rolls around and dances off the side of the rim. No good. One more coming now. Right now it's Gutenfelder, Riley, Olson, Worth, and Holmes on the floor for the Trojans. Here's early on in this fourth quarter. Second free throw also falls off the side of the rim, left side this time, and Trojans pull down the rebound. Up the floor they'll run. Throw it over right side here to Holmes. She'll take a couple of dribbles, dump it to Riley in the corner. Now back up top, Worth. She'll try another three. That's just off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down underneath there by Beacom. Beacom runs it up the floor here over to Kai Madsen. Bounce pass down low. Norville turn. Shot won't go. Dances off the front of the rim. The rebound by Riley. Off to Olson now here as they bring it into the front court. Dribble by Worth. Tried to pass it all the way across the floor. It's stolen right into the hands that time of Spielman. Bad look there for the Trojans. And now a ball up top here for Natalie Madsen. Madsen the pass right side. They get it down low now here. Norville gets behind the defense. Missed the shot, but she's fouled as the late recovery there that time. And I believe Gutenfeld are going to be the one to pick up the foul here. We'll have two shots coming. Nope, actually they call the foul against Mackenzie Holmes instead. That'll be her first.
Through three quarters now in the boys' game down in Council Bluffs, it's Atlantic leading 34-21 over the Titans in that one.
Trojans trying to pick up a win on the road there in that boys' game, and first free throw good there by Norville. She'll have one more coming. Free throw up, rattles off, no good this time, and the rebound pulled down by Riley. 45-25, 20-point game here with 6:31 left to go. Olson has it out top, will bounce pass it over to Gutenfelder. Now a bad pass, it's stolen, read there by Beacom. She steals it, runs it up the floor. Natalie Madsen, the layup on the other end, good, and the foul call. She'll have a chance at a three-point play. Another good transition bucket for Lewis Central. And we'll be at the line here for two shots here now for Natalie Madsen. Breanne Kappel's going to check in here to the contest. Free throw up on the way here. And it is good. Knocked down there by Madsen to complete the three-point play. That last foul was charged to Aaron Olson, who had just checked out here. Pass around the horn now here for the Trojans, and they get it over Riley. Skip pass across to Kappel. She'll drive in, put up a shot in traffic, missed it. Riley saves it on the baseline. Gutenfelder couldn't hang on to it, though, and it goes out of bounds, and we'll go right back to Lewis Central. 6:04 left to go here in the contest. 48-25, 23-point margin right now as the Titans have it out front. Pass over. Lob it down low. Spielman got it to Norville right on the block where she likes to have it, and she's able to let one defender fly by and gets the lay-in. 50-25. Now the Trojans on the other end. Holmes has it, throws it away. Oh, almost stolen there by Beacom. She had it for a moment, then lost it. And goes back out of bounds right back to Atlantic. Riley's going to check out. Ashley Walker coming back in now here for Atlantic. A couple of new faces in here as well for Lewis Central as Riley Higgins comes back in. And also Dana Dobelin checking back into the lineup as well. Pass around outside now. Holmes will dump it off here. Walker in the corner. She tries to skip it across, and it's stolen away. Thrown away right in the hands of Madsen. They get it off to Higgins on the run. Layup on the other end, no good, but a foul call as Rianne Capel came across to try to contest, and she got a little piece of the arm. And we'll go to the line here to shoot two. Riley Higgins will be at the line here. Free throw up on the way, no good. She'll have one more coming. 5:23 left. Second free throw now here for Higgins. Up and good. She makes one out of two. Gets herself into the scorebook, her first point of the game. 51-25 up the floor now. Holmes drives right through the defender. Falls down as Spielman missed the shot anyway. And now the Titans push back the other direction. Spielman out top. She'll drive right side. Dump it back outside. And back up top goes to Higgins. Now over to Natalie Madsen. On the left wing, she'll dribble back out towards the top. And now a foul and a whistle away from the basketball. Ashley Walker is going to get whistled for a foul here, fighting for position down low with Norville. So Walker picks up her first. And we'll go to the line here. It's a ninth team foul here against the Trojans here this half. So the 1-1 right now here for Aubrey Norville. First free throw up and good. She'll get one more. And up off the bench now, it's Bailey Walter checking back in here for Atlantic as Shelby Worth is going to check out. Second free throw now here for Norville. Up on the way, it's also good. She knocks them both down with the one and bonus. 53-25. Titans with the lead here. Trojan basketball. They pass it over to Walter left side. Now dump it off here to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder tries to drive baseline and a foul call here as Natalie Madsen got in the way. She'll pick up the blocking foul, her second. And it's just the 15 foul here against the Titans, so no free throws coming. Up off the bench now, Natalie Madsen will check out and get a round of applause here from the Titan fans. And Shelby Simonen comes back in. Up top now here, it's Walter over right side to Holmes. Back up top they go. Work it around now. Holmes has it back. She'll skip it across over to Capel. Capel drives baseline, stops, puts one up, missed it, up over the rim. And the rebound pulled down here by Spielman. She'll run it up the floor. They go right side in the corner. Three-pointer on the line, actually a two-pointer attempt. No good there by Dobelin. The rebound pulled down underneath here by the Trojans. Left side pass over to Mackenzie Holmes. 4:13 left to go in the contest. Back over to Walter now, and they work it around the outside. Over left side it goes to Gutenfelder. She'll try to drive baseline. Cut off there and kicks it back out. Holmes now up top to Walter. Walter back over to Holmes. She'll try the three ball. That's a high arcing shot. No good. Rebound fought for and ripped down by Norville underneath. Norville the pass up ahead here. Simonen. They go right into the corner there to Dobelin. She'll bring it back up top now on the dribble. Pass over to Higgins. Higgins down inside. Norville turns, fights through traffic, and a foul going to be called here against Rianne Capel as she got a hold of the arm and didn't let go. And it's going to be two shots regardless here. It's a double bonus now here from here on out for the Titans. Aubrey Norville back at the line. First free throw is good. Up off the bench now, Tiffany Williams checking in here for Atlantic. Also coming in, Abby Johnson back into the lineup, and Amy Peterson back into the game here for the Titans.
Norville now with 20 points here in the ballgame. She's been a real steady force for Lewis Central offensively tonight.
And she continues to be good at the stripe as well. 7 out of 9 at the line so far tonight for Norville. Walker now will dump it down low and too far out in front of Williams. Bad look there, and it's thrown away.
every time Atlantic has the basketball, you just can't look anywhere without seeing hands waving in your face somewhere. It's like looking through a wheat field trying to throw a clean pass.
Kristen Jonk going to check into the lineup now. Here's Mackenzie Holmes checks out here for Atlantic. 3:18 left to go in the contest. It's a 55-25 game. 30-point lead here for the Titans. Norville back up top. They go with it to Dobelin. She'll set up the offense. Off to Higgins. Higgins forces in Norville. She'll turn, put one up in the lane. Off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Abby Johnson. Johnson up the floor. Working with it out front. Pass over to Walter. Walter back to Jonk. Now they work it over right side. It's tipped away there. Higgins, lazy pass, and not got it right back to Walter. Now they'll work it around, get it down low to Williams. Back outside. Abby Johnson just inside the arc puts one up. No good. Rebound to Peterson, and now the Titans will run. Up ahead, Dobelin's out in front of everybody in transition, and she gets the left-handed layup to go. And a timeout here. Want to get some substitutions in here to the contest. Just a 30-second timeout. 57-25, the lead here for Lewis Central as they've continued to build their lead here throughout the contest.
Yeah, it's been a tough second half here. Atlantic hit a few threes early on in this third quarter to kind of get themselves settled down. Lewis Central just really beating them with a punch up and down the floor each and every time, and they've been able to get the ball inside, which is something Atlantic has struggled to do, and Norville's been taking advantage from the free throw line when she's gotten the ball down low.
57-25 the score after the timeout. Now it's 2:25 left to go, and the Trojans will bring it across. And pass over to Jonk. Jonk will kick it over far side now here to Walter. They'll work it around. Gabby Johnson pump fakes and drives. Lost the handle. Back outside to Jonk. Back across they go to Walter. Walter, the pack. Pass back around the horn. Three-pointer put up and good. Actually, a two, they call it there for Abby Johnson just inside the line. Bucket there for Johnson, and now it's 57-27. 1:53 left to go in the contest, and a lot of new faces here. Jamie Salentic into the contest here for Lewis Central. Also now with it is Cassie Larson. Here's Salentic back over right side. They get it there to Mackenzie Hatcher. Hatcher, she'll fire one up there from 17, no good. Rebound dances around on the floor. It's tied up. Walker got tied up on the floor that time with Cassie Larson, and it'll be a Lewis Central basketball here on the arrow. Substitutions now here for the Trojans as well. They're going to bring in some fresh faces. Allie Siggins will check into the contest. Also coming in as well is Molly Welter. And Macy Schmidt into the contest as well here for Atlantic. Around the horn here, an air ball put up from the elbow that time by the Titans. It was missed there by Asia Sockrider. Trojans will inbound it here. 1:28 left to go in the contest. 57-27, Titans with the lead here. Atlantic will work it around the perimeter. They get it right side, Molly Welter. Back up top, Jonk. Now over to Abby Johnson. Now back to Jonk. Jonk goes right side into the corner here, Welter. Walter passes it down to the deep corner here to Macy Schmidt, and they work it back around up top. Johnson over to Jonk. Jonk double dribble with the basketball, picked it up and then put it back down on the floor. Turnover back here to Lewis Central. They'll inbound, and Madison Paulson inbounds. She'll get it in here to Jamie Salentic, and they throw it over right side to Hatcher. Mackenzie Hatcher traveled with the basketball, shuffled her feet looking for somebody to get open, and turn it right back over now. 52 seconds left to go in the game. Atlantic inbounds now, and Abby Johnson will set it up. Right side to Welter. Welter around the horn. They'll get it back up top. Jonk now over to Johnson. Johnson drives, fires it back over to Welter. She'll go baseline. Now has it tapped away for a moment, gets it back. Guarded closely, needs to get rid of the basketball, and we're going to have a late foul whistled here against Lewis Central as they reached in at the last moment before the 5-second count, and that was whistled against Cassie Larson, her first. 16th foul against the Titans. Inbound underneath now here for the Trojans. Johnson looking for somebody. We'll throw it up top here to Welter. Welter picks up her dribble, needs some help, gets it off to Johnson. 28 seconds left to go in the game. Johnson, a crossover to Jonk. Jonk back to Johnson, now Welter. Welter, one dribble and kicks it back up top. Over to Macy Schmidt now, up top now. They work it around the perimeter. Welter will drive baseline. Get it back up top. Johnson on a two-pointer on the way. High-arcing shot, no good. Rebound pulled down that time underneath there by Cassie Larson. 4 seconds to go. Left side pass. A three-pointer up on the way and no good there. In and out by Madison Paulson. And that'll do it here as time runs out. Victory here tonight for Lewis Central as they win this one 57-27. Your final score here at Atlantic High School. We'll take a break. Come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call, 781-2210. Berggren Real Estate and Auction, for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at Berggren Real Estate and Auction.com. Give them a call, 712-778-2242. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insured needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rich or Ron today.
Here to Atlantic High School as we wrap up our broadcast here for you tonight. It was a 57-27 victory here for the Lewis Central Titans as they got out to a lead in the first quarter at 12-5, stretched it out to 26-9 by halftime, and never looked back as they were able to match the Trojans' early three-pointers early in the third quarter and then extended their lead 44-22 after three and then played strong down the stretch as well as they win this one here tonight 57-27 here. And just a tough night for the Trojans to get anything going offensively. They were kind of struggling just to get into any kind of rhythm here this evening.
Yeah, rhythm. Rhythm. They were struggling to get the ball across half court at times here tonight. Lewis Central, very aggressive defensively anyway, and the officials, they pretty much let it be known early on that you were going to have to really knock somebody down hard to get a foul call. So it was one of those games where, the two teams were just allowed to go at each other, and Lewis Central a little bigger, a little stronger, and it paid for them here tonight. That smothering defense really created a lot of turnovers and a lot of great opportunities for Lewis Central.
And they were led tonight by the gal that leads the way for them in scoring on the season. Aubrey Norville scores 21 points here tonight as she had 12 in the first half and was very good from the free throw line as well here tonight as she missed just two of her nine attempts here this evening and was able to stretch out the lead for the Titans here this evening. And 8 points chipped in as well by Amy Peterson at nine as well from Natalie Madsen, five here tonight from Dana Dobelin. Also 7 points this evening for Alexis Spielman. 3 points chipped in by Kai Madsen, and three as well for Paige Beacom, and 1 point tonight as well for Riley Higgins. Dana Doblin had 5 points in the second half for the Titans as well. They were 12 of 19 from the free throw line, and for Atlantic, they were led tonight by 8 points from Ashley Walker, 6 points chipped in from Aaron Olson, and then three apiece for Bailey Walter, also Shelby Worth and Liz Gutenfelder, and 2 points chipped in tonight by Abby Johnson and Tiffany Williams. And they were just 2 of 3 from the free throw line here this evening. 22 turnovers on the night for Atlantic, another big part of the story, and 12 turnovers here in the contest for Lewis Central. So tough night for the Trojans as they couldn't get anything going here this evening and didn't take care of the basketball very well as well. They fall now to 4-16 here on the season and to 2-11 in conference play. Lewis Central improves now to 15-3 overall, and they are now 12-1 here in Hawkeye 10 conference play, trying to keep pace with Harlan here at the top of the conference.
Well, the Trojans with just one game left now in their regular season, 4-16 overall on the year, 2-11 in conference play. They've got one game coming up at home next Tuesday against Denison before they finish off the regular season after that contest and get ready for the postseason. They'll play a first-round district game, or regional game, rather, next, a week from tomorrow, a Saturday night
That'd be, what, the 9th of February, and that'll be on the road at Shenandoah. A game we'll have for you here on KJAN. But just one more game to kind of prepare for that at home here against Denison before they hit the road for that one. So, you know, not a lot of time to build the momentum and things that they need to do. So they need to have a good weekend of practice and come out and get after it again on Tuesday. Lewis Central's got three games left in their regular season yet with their 15-3 record. They'll play all of them at home. They'll play Saturday night, tomorrow night at home against Creston. And then they'll face off against Harlan at home on Tuesday in an important game in the Hawkeye 10 Conference standings. And then they will play on Thursday night, next Thursday night, at home as well against Clarinda. So always nice to be home for those stretch run games, but the big game against Harlan looming yet as far as determining conference standings next Tuesday. So they have some pretty important games before they get to their postseason here yet.
They sure do, and they looked good here tonight. 57-27, your final score, as the Titans win it here over the Trojans. And a reminder to you as well, we'll have college basketball for you on Sunday at noon, as the pregame we won't have for you because it's getting underway pretty early on Sunday. They'll start the pregame at 11 o'clock. We'll pick up the broadcast after our church services on Sunday morning as Iowa takes on Minnesota in men's Big Ten conference play. Once again, that tip-off, and we'll pick it up at noon. And then we'll have high school basketball coming up for you on Monday as Adair Casey travels to Tri-Center for a girl-boy varsity doubleheader. 6 o'clock the start time for the girls' game, and we'll have those games for you there between the Trojans and the Bombers coming up for you on Monday night. It's going to wrap up our broadcast here this evening. Once again, it was Lewis Central, 57-27 over the Atlantic Trojans. We'll send things back here to the KJN studios for Jim Field. I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Atlantic High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center. All physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care.